K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, I would like to be on the radio now for the second date update.
Well, okay. I like directness. Don't you?
Who are you?
Good morning, K99 listeners. My name is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Josh knows how this works.
Seems very friendly, doesn't he?
He does. You know, I think he's a man with a plan. He wants to be on second date.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Well, I met a girl named Hannah on Bumble, and we ended up, texting for about a week until our first date, and we went to Noodles and Company's at the Green, and I thought we had a really good time, but I can't get a hold of her now. She won't take my calls.
But you know that's why you call us, right?
That is exactly why I called you.
All right. Well, Woody, this promises to be interesting.
Yeah, I like that he was to the point.
And he wants to go out with Hannah again.
Give us about 10 minutes and we'll give Hannah a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Josh, you said you took Hannah on your first date out to Noodles & Company. What is your go-to dish there?
Well, my go-to dish at Noodles & Company is noodles.
Well, I mean, I guess noodles at Noodles & Company makes sense.
Come on, yeah, Woody. Seriously.
That's on me. Sorry about that, Josh.
It's okay.
Okay. Now, we need you to hold on, all right? Because we're going to talk to her. So, Josh, I guess you know how this works. While we talk to her, you stay kind of quiet, and we'll get her version.
Yes, ma'am. I'll wait right here very quietly.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this Hannah?
Yes, is this?
Well, Hannah, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Okay.
Well, hey, Hannah. You know what? It sounds like you're not kind of familiar with what we do. Well, we're a country music station, and every morning on our show during the weekdays, we offer folks who've gone out on one date a chance to go on another one. It's called Second Date Update.
Okay.
And the problem is, they've gone on one date, and then one person can't get hold of the other person. They think we can help out. So, ta-da.
Okay.
Still confused. That's all right.
All right.
We just talked to Josh about your first date over at Noodles & Company, and he said that everything went well. He had a great time, but can't figure out why you won't answer his calls or text. Oh.
You know Josh.
I do know Josh, and I'm pretty... Wow, that's crazy. I don't understand why he would want another date.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He reminded me of Napoleon Dynamite.
What's wrong with that? That's a classic movie.
I love that movie.
Gosh.
Like he seemed so normal, like when we started talking, but then it quickly changed, like drastically. Like he started, okay, so he wanted to share food. So he only ordered food that he wanted. Didn't even ask me what I wanted.
Okay.
And expected me to eat with him. And as the food came, he left his side of the booth and came over to my side of the booth. So we're both on the same, like, seat.
Oh.
And then we start eating together. And he's, like, licking his fork, like, really suggestively towards me. And, like, goes in to sniff my hair. And he's like, wow, is that strawberry?
Oh, my gosh. So you think he was trying to be, like, he was trying to, like, flirt with you?
Yeah, but it was way too fast, too weird, too, like touchy-feely. Like, he's trying to hold my hand, and I'm it was so awkward. And it just got weirder and weirder. Like, there's one point where he, like, went over to eat the bite that I was picking up
with my fork. No, Hannah, no.
Yeah, he kept licking his fork and winking at me.
When am I going to get my chance to say what I need to say on the radio?
Apparently right now. That's Josh, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. There he is.
So I don't understand why you think that any of that is weird, especially the licking the fork. I was just trying to get all the noodle juice.
That makes sense. I mean, no noodle juice left behind. That stuff's delicious.
It is delicious. That's why we went there.
So what were you really sniffing her hair, though?
It smelled like strawberries.
Josh!
Well, I mean,
what are you doing?
Listen, I think personally that he was just trying to be appreciative, and this is kind of like his way. Come on.
Let me ask you, Nancy. You go on a first date with a guy, and he's sniffing your hair.
Well, if he was, like, openly sniffing my hair,
that's
if he was, like, suddenly sniffing
that's what I'm saying. Would you allow that, Nancy?
I didn't like lean into it. I just smelled it.
I'm sorry. I can't do this.
I was just enjoying the bouquet fragrance of her hair. She not only looks beautiful, but she smells beautiful. How could a man be looked at in a weird way for not wanting to enjoy those things?
He's got a point.
Because there's a thing called consent. Oh. And, like, you should be asking if you can sniff my hair or touch my hand.
Hannah, let's just cut to the chase. If you say yes to another date, they're going to pay for us to go out in a limo and to an event and for dinner, and they cover everything. I listen to this every morning. It's one of the best things I ever listen to.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah,
and he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Everything he said was spot on. He just made the offer, Nancy.
So what has to happen now, Josh?
She has to say yes right now.
Hannah?
Hannah, say yes, please.
No.
That's not yes. That's not yes, please.
Josh, I'm sure that someone will be a good for you, but it's not me. And you just rubbed me the wrong way.
I didn't get to rub you at all, Hannah, but I could in the limo, and they'll pay for it.
Oh, my goodness. He's got game.
And just remember, everybody, they do second date update every morning at 7:30, so don't miss it.
We should hire him.
He's the ultimate hype man, isn't he?
I absolutely do.
You should hire me, and for the girls that say no to their boyfriends, they can say yes to me instead.
The K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.